This is CPR News. I'm Vic Valla. The Boulder District Attorney has filed 8 additional attempted murder charges against a gunman who allegedly killed 10 people at a Boulder King Supers in March. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The 8 additional victims named in court documents on Monday represent people who were in the parking lot or inside the store on March 22nd, people who were trying to flee or were hiding during the shooting. The charges come on top of 10 first-degree murder charges, as well as several attempted murder charges of other victims, including 11 responding law enforcement officers who engaged in a firefight in the store. The alleged shooter has a second court appearance on Tuesday morning and remains in custody. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Governor Polis has signed a bill that will allow RTD to raise more revenue and lower fares. Legislators are working to reform the transit agency after hearing from frustrated passengers and taxpayers over lost service and unfinished projects. Polis says the new bill is part of an ongoing effort to improve RTD.
And these are some very important first steps that will help RTD really remove some constraints on them.
Separately, RTD has started a fare equity analysis that could also result in cheaper fares. Colorado Democrats are teaming up to stop the transfer of ICE detainees and slow the spread of COVID-19. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Senator Michael Bennett and Congressman Jason Crow have introduced legislation to stop Immigration and Customs Enforcement from moving immigrant detainees between ICE facilities or to federal, state, or local prisons. Crow introduced a similar bill during the last Congress. He says Colorado has already experienced the risks posed by unnecessary transfers. In late April, the private detention facility in Aurora experienced a COVID outbreak where about 100 detainees tested positive. As of last week, Crow's office says that number is down to 34. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And from Denver, you're listening to Colorado Public Radio News.